This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the 1, 2, 3,
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am the number one Dallas Cowboys fan.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. Right now, I live on the west side of Nashville with my wife, Baser. We're looking to move, trying to find a house in Nashville. If there's a realtor out there, let us know. Oh, we are looking in the 100K range.
Is it because of the murder?
What was funny about that, Coach?
The 100K range?
Yeah, that really shocked. I mean, I didn't know you were going to go there. That
you can
was
probably
hilarious.
Buy your apartment for 100K. All
right. You might be able to get in there,
Coach,
for 100K.
I would buy your own apartment that you're in for 100K. That
you
way you're not paying
get,
rent.
You might get a 2-bedroom for 100K.
Listen, we've been looking at places in Nashville, and for 250K, some are pretty dilapidated.
What does that mean?
That means it's rundown. Crap houses. I'd rather live in an apartment.
Okay.
Unless
so,
we get
so, yeah, you have to pick a certain part of town.
So realistically, what are you looking for? 500K?
Whoa. We cannot get that from the banker, but thank you for asking.
But 600?
If you go out by Bay's parents for 250, you should be able to get a pretty nice spread.
Correct. But it also is, there's a spread. Coach, when do I have time to mow 5 acres?
What?
I'll hang up and listen.
On Saturday morning, you get on that riding lawnmower.
Coach, that riding lawnmower is legit.
You get a beer in your hand.
Okay, Coach.
Not a beer.
That's
a seltzer.
Whoop. Oh, forgot.
A Truly.
Dang it.
What is it? What do you drink now? Bud Light hard seltzer.
That's fine. I'll just live in the ghetto. No worries,
Coach,
boys.
Honestly, you know what? You're right. If you're worried about the price range, you're right. I mean, the cost of living here is ridiculous. I get it. Houses are crazy. Coach, you may just end up living with your in-laws. It could be a thing. And it's going to be all right, Coach.
There's nothing wrong with that. We wouldn't judge you one bit.
We're not going to go visit you, but there's nothing wrong with that, Coach.
We don't go visit you anyway.
You know, that is funny how we never visit each other's houses.
We tried to this weekend, but something happened.
And so with COVID,
no, let's be real. There was a lot of fear in the air about this one.
With the COVID-19 novel virus, it is very difficult because I believe it was pitched that we were going to sit on the patio.
Well, I think the idea was our wives got together, not us.
Yeah, see, there was no. I never knew we were even getting together. I didn't know it was the guys. I was told that the wives, yeah, that Ray's wife and Eddie, your wife, were going to come over and sit on my porch and drink wine.
Okay.
And I was going to be responsible for the kids.
Right.
And why they did that. So I didn't know anything about
that. I was like, absolutely. If Lunchbox wants to watch the kids while you guys have wine, I think that's a fantastic idea. I okayed that one.
Right. So I was going to watch my two kids.
No, all of our kids.
No, I didn't have any, never heard anything about that.
Oh, okay.
And I never heard anything about Eddie or Ray coming. So I don't, this is news to me that we all tried to get together.
So then I think it went from that to a, why don't we get everyone together? And then it was like, oh, that's a great idea. We'll do that. You never got to that part?
Never got to that part.
Ray, did you hear that one?
Well, I guess I assumed I was taking her over. If they were going to be drinking wine and stuff, why do buy two different Ubers? It's just as easy for me to take my wife over, hang out with lunch. But I also wanted to make sure Eddie was coming over. I didn't want it just to be us or sitting there with the kids, no alcohol, watching football. And Eddie's out having a great time because he doesn't have kid duty.
Right. But then I think the whole COVID thing, now we're talking about a lot of people, including the kids all together at Lunchbox's houses. Don't want to put that on Lunchbox and his wife. So we're like, you know what? This isn't going to work out. So I think the wives are going to hang out, and we're just not.
Good, because that just gave me a headache talking about it.
Yeah, see, like I said, I never got to that level. All I heard was my wife bought a heater for the front porch.
A heater? Well, then I'm coming over.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's really one
Rita's, the boys with the Rita's tonight?
I was thinking beers with the boys. Because
hey, hand me a Rita.
You know, like one of those little ones you put by your desk if you work in an office, one of those little heaters.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do it nowadays. These offices are about 65 degrees.
She bought one of those because she thought, oh, it'll be perfect for the front porch. And then the next thing I heard is, oh, we're not going to do it. It was too cold. And I was like, oh, okay.
Tiki torches?
No, we don't have any of those tiki torches. Do they actually work or do they just look cool?
Work as far as the citronella?
Yeah.
It just depends. You can put regular oil in them and they can just be look like a luau. Or you put citronella in it, and that makes the mosquitoes go away.
Man, you know how Ray would have been so overwhelmed
with all the kids
if you came over and came over with all those kids in the house
with parking or what?
No. With the checking the meter, he's checking the meter the whole time. Coach, your anxiety would have been out the roof.
I mean, you would have been just on edge the entire time with six kids that baby's in holding that the house.
Bottle. That baby's got a bottle. Guys.
That kid has a hammer. That kid has a guy's on the ladder. Guys, that kid's on the ladder. Oh, my gosh.
That baby's crying. Somebody take care of that baby. Oh, my gosh.
Guys. See, and my wife, she was, like, so excited. She's like, oh, my gosh, I can hang out with, the wives, and we can have wine, and I don't have to hear any kids. So I don't know. I guess she didn't translate the part to me.
I was literally like, that's great. You go hang out with the girls. That'd be great. Let's just put the kids to bed and they can do it at 9 o'clock and I'll just stay up all night playing video games. I was cool with it.
Yeah, I didn't think they checked the weather because I said, hey, bae, you realize it's going to be 40 degrees, possible snow flurries, and you're sitting on a patio porch?
And that's why Lunchbox's wife got the heater.
She got the heater. She literally ordered a heater off of Amazon because she was excited to do the wine with the women. And
wine with the women, beer for the boys. Yeah. I get it.
I just made that wine for the women up right now.
That's genius. Oh,
trademark that
right now. Down.
Arnold! So it didn't happen.
And it would have been fun, though.
Dang, we could go to Eddie's and grill one of these days.
I mean, guys, I have a big deck, too.
I said to my wife, I go, if I'm going to hang out with Eddie and lunch, we might as well record a podcast. I go, what? Like, why don't we just go to the studio then?
You know what I have been thinking about, and maybe we can do it this weekend. It's up to you guys. But I don't know exactly how to do it. I have to get with, somebody that can figure this out.
Arnold!
But maybe we can do, one quarter of the game this weekend. Whichever game, I think the Bills and the Chiefs would be legit.
And you want to Twitch it or what?
And we can just people can watch us watch the first quarter of the game or something. And we can just.
Why don't you just call us Barstool?
Is that what they do?
Yeah, they film themselves watching the
game. Not filming. I'm talking about live streaming.
That's interesting. Live stream That's actually themselves. Not a bad idea. I think people would be interested in that.
And we can all just watch the game for a little bit.
Are we drinking or just sitting there?
You're at your house. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, we're at our own houses?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can do a three-way.
A three-way.
Coach, it would be my
live stream, and then people can watch it and ask questions.
I don't know if wife's going to be down with the three-way. She likes to have some. Well, I'm saying for the filming. I don't know if she wants some live stream filming all dang day.
No, Coach, for one quarter.
For one quarter. And if you're going to do it, you've got to do the Bills and
the Chiefs. That's the game of the century.
That's the game of the century.
And why don't you just put it on Bub and call it a weekend?
Oh, we could
do that. Would be fascinating.
No, Bub was already. I mean, I don't know how Bub's going to survive. I don't know how he survived this past weekend. His butthole had to be puckered so much.
Can you imagine a live stream just on Bub?
No, it'd be epic. At his house, you got his fingers in the whiskey.
Coach, he's going to look great. And he's gonna be like, oh, cool. He's got his Chiefs gear on. Then he's going to get up and they're going to see that he has no pants on.
Dude, he got up like Mahomes. That's how Bub looked in the fourth quarter.
After he had his fingers in the whiskey?
Can someone explain to me? Because I mean.
No, I mean, Coach, I can't explain it to you.
Bub.
I don't know why he was acting that
Bub
way.
Bub retweeted something from Dr. Chow and said he'll be good to play this weekend.
No, I want to understand how, like, people online were saying, you're an idiot. It was reported he doesn't have a concussion. Why are you still reporting that? Why are you sending a false narrative?
Was he concussed?
Well, he's in the concussion protocol. So if he's in the concussion protocol, he had to have a concussion, right? You don't get put in the protocol for not having a concussion.
It seems like you don't, actually. They just need to suspect that you got a concussion to put you in the protocol. There's nothing, like, there's the test or whatever. All you have to say is, like, I don't feel good. My eyes feel weird. Oh, okay, cool. Concussion protocol. That's what I've read so far.
Because it was weird.
I can't tell you what I saw and then translated that into, oh, wow, he could totally get a concussion from that fall. Nothing hit him. He didn't hit anything. No one hit his head. His head didn't hit anything. Now, the only thing I can think of is that he was in so much pain from his ankle that he probably got oozy. Because from that hit, did you see anything that would be like,
no, gosh. I mean, his neck twisted in a weird way.
Right, he got drilled on the side neck, and he did, very awkward.
He landed awkwardly.
Not
I agree
on
with
his
you.
Head, though.
Watch it again, because okay, if you watch it, he kind of lands awkwardly on the side of the head, not full force like Lamar Jackson did, but he got up and he almost fell over because he didn't know where he was. But then he jogged back to the locker room, no problem.
Right.
Like, he went running back to the locker room, and I was like, oh, okay, so he'll be back.
His face looked like Coach Ray over there after a couple of Trulies. I mean, he looked like really drunk. Which I guess that would be
right,
like...
Right, but if he doesn't have a concussion and he's running back to the locker room like that, how come he wasn't able to come back in the game?
I say this. One of the smartest guys we know, Tony Romo, he called it right away. Before he was woozy, Romo goes, oh, no, Jim. Oh, no, right when he was getting up. Romo knew it was about to happen, and then we saw
Oh, no, Jim.
No, Jim. There was a time during that they have a good relationship. They've developed a great relationship.
Let me tell you, Tony Romo calls the game... What he did in the Chiefs game was exactly what I felt like I was feeling at my house.
Here we go. So you can be Romo now.
When it was fourth down.
You can do what Romo does.
When it was fourth down, the excitement in Romo's voice was exactly how you're watching that as a football fan at your house. Because
you want the audio? I got it.
Well,
Coach, he can do it for you. He can be Romo.
I'm going to explain to you what I'm talking about because he is so like, oh, they're not running a play here. They're not running a play. Look at their body language. Look at their body language. And then they snap the ball, and he about falls out of his shoe. Oh, my gosh! He's back to pass, and they got the first down! Oh! He's going crazy, and that is exactly how you're watching it at your house.
Oh, there is a play. Henny rolling out, throws it! Hill! And the Chiefs are heading to the AFC Championship game. There's no way. He shocked everybody. I mean, that is impossible. I've never seen it.
Do you hear the excitement? That is exactly how you felt, at least me, watching it, is exactly how Tony Romo felt. He thought there was no way in the world that Andy Reid was going to really have them snap that ball, and he did it. You want to talk about the biggest balls of them all. Andy Reid, I tip my hat, bravo for going for the jugular.
Not wearing a hat, Coach.
Yeah, Coach, you have nothing on your head. And I'd like to apologize. I mean, he definitely took a bad hit.
Romo, I take off my stocking.
When I saw it live, it didn't look like a bad hit. I'm watching it over. He hit the front of his helmet, hit the crap out of the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
But back to the Chiefs game. Here's the thing.
Coach, we're still on the Chiefs game.
I know. Back to the part about Andy Reid. That was just so awesome.
Yeah, you said balls. Big balls. Andy Reid has some big balls. That's what you said.
Incredible.
Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the part that you didn't see.
Coach. We saw it all.
No. Most of the game because he was at the park.
Yeah. So
what the...
I'll tell you.
Like,
during the games, you know, I was watching and I'm like, you know what? I'm looking at the Sore Losers feed on Twitter. It's really not. Usually Lunchbox is on it. Like, that's a stupid call. Oh, big balls. Great pass. nothing. It was like radio silence for, I don't know, an hour, maybe an hour and a half. So then I start tweeting a little bit there as Eddie, and I sign it. Then someone said, shut up, Eddie. Like, you don't know anything about football. But then I was like, oh, Lunchbox is back because I didn't tweet that. And then I look, and then Lunchbox says, oh, my bad, I was at the park.
Coach, these are parenthood moments now. I mean, that supersedes, I believe, football.
No, at this point in his life. No, no, Coach. I have four kids. Nothing gets in the way of football.
Here's the thing.
Nothing. I watch every snap go down.
No.
Save this clip for
bad dad. He doesn't ever see everything.
This is the Child Protective Services. Play that back one more time. He says what now?
I'm a changed man now, and I want I used to say, whenever you fumble the ball out of the end zone, I'm like, yeah, it should be a touchback.
Okay, thank you. That's the dumbest thing we've ever seen.
Rule in sports, maybe.
And all the guys on the panel even said it as well. It should not be the other team's ball. Put it right back 20 yards.
Why is it that everywhere else on the field, you have to recover the ball in bounds to take possession of the ball? But in the end zone, it goes out. You didn't recover it, but we're just going to give you the ball. What it should be is you take the ball back to where the guy fumbled it, and whoever's ball it was, that's who keeps it. Because Higgins, it ruined, like, they were going in to make it a one-score game, going into half. Baker Mayfield going to get the ball coming out of the second half. Higgins lunges for the end zone, and, I mean, it's a direct missile launch by the guy on Kansas City. Helmet-to-helmet
nice
hit.
Coach.
Chad Henne?
No.
Who?
Sorensen. He uses the crown of his helmet to the side.
Oh, you're saying there was a targeting that was called.
Blatant. Just boom, helmet-to-helmet contact.
I didn't see it.
Leading with the crown of your helmet that causes the fumble in the first place.
But what if the helmet hit?
His helmet.
Not the ball?
No. Side of his helmet. Boom.
I'm going to look that one over again.
Coach, did you miss? You like missed a lot of key
plays. I thought you watched the whole game.
No, I was at the park, guys.
But you missed the two most critical plays of the game?
Exactly.
No, I saw them.
So at 19-3,
Coach, Kansas, you need to get a 4K. What size is your TV? You need to get a 70.
Yeah, then Kansas City goes down and kicks a field goal right before half to end the half. It's 19-3. It's over.
The game was over.
I don't need to watch the rest. So I go to the park.
You were wrong about that.
Because of a miracle.
Really? How many points did the Browns score? How many points did the Browns score?
What?
How many points did the Browns score?
I don't know, but it was still a hell of a game.
They scored 16.
While you were at the park?
So they didn't get to 19, so the game was over.
Between the jungle bars and the fountain water, I missed 16
points. So I went to I was like, if he would have got to keep that ball instead of the fumble.
I'm going to the park.
I said, you know what? It's 19-3. They're not coming back. Cleveland can't stop Kansas City. It's over. The fumble out of bounds ruined the entire game. So I left.
Coach,
and then
the kids want to go to the park, or did you get a fight with your wife?
No, the kids want to go to the park.
Oh. Coach, I ain't never gone to the park. Well, the one time I did, I was in a fight.
Well, you don't have kids.
You walked out and walked in the park?
You don't have kids coming
up to you. I'm leaving.
Coach, I'm swinging on the swing by myself.
I mean, that is definitely the thing where you're like, I'm getting out of here. Where are you going? I don't know. And then you end up at the park, and you're like, this is stupid.
Well,
at
my old
park?
Place downtown, if you're going to escape, there's two places you go, the bars or right across the street, the park. So, I mean, I would typically go to the park.
Right.
No, my son walks up to me, Dad, I need to go to the park. Dad, I need to go to the park. And I'm like, it's 19-3. It's over. No problem. I get a text at the beginning of the fourth. Oh, things are getting interesting. Mahomes is out. Cleveland's trying to come back. And so I went home and watched the last 9 minutes of the game, saw the exciting part.
Who messaged you that things were getting interesting?
I don't see 19-3. It must have been 16-3.
Okay, Eddie, the most fascinating thing in this podcast
really
is definitely not you rewatching.
It happened before that,
NFL
though.
Films.
Yeah.
It happened before that, so you left when it was 16-3.
No, I left when it was 19-3. He fumbled it when it was 16-3. The Chiefs went down and kicked a field goal right at the beginning, into the first half, to make it 19-3.
Hey, even more interesting, guys, than us filming ourselves watching a live quarter is us watching the game 3 days after it already aired. And Eddie, then
I mean, just Google Higgins fumble goal line.
Hold on, here.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
Wow.
Hold on now.
Here we go.
Coach, I don't know.
Watch the helmet to helmet, just absolute.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
I think the helmet hit the ball, Coach.
No. You got wait till the slow-mo. Yeah. You got to get Dan Blandino in on this one.
They're not going to show it again, are they?
I mean, I thought you watched the game.
I did watch the game.
Because they replayed it about 100 times.
That's what I'm saying. I watched the game. I know. And everyone on Twitter, or not everyone, just you, was saying like, helmet to helmet.
I mean, it was blatant.
And it really was. Coach, the obvious things of the game was, we need to change the rule where the other team gets it at the 20. We need to also, if you're going to call helmet to helmet, you need to call it for every play, because that was blatant. Well,
you know that doesn't happen.
You need to be, if it's not, why is it not reviewable?
Yeah, so they could have redone it, but it's not reviewable.
Okay, guys, why are pass interferences that aren't called non-reviewable?
Thank God they took that rule.
Thank God, because that's just stupid. There's pass interference on every call.
Question, though. So, like, when you play Monopoly, no one ever says, like, that's a stupid rule. The rules of Monopoly. Like, you got a game, and this is what you do. You roll the dice. You move your thing.
No, I don't agree with Boardwalk and Park Place, Coach.
I don't agree.
What's wrong with a game of football that we always have to change the rules every year?
Because...
well.
It's evolving.
The
kickers got so damn good that you had to move it back because they never missed the extra point.
Exactly.
It's the same game, though. So what's evolving? Us or the game?
I mean, didn't they move back the three-point line in the NBA?
In college, they did.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're always evolving every sport.
Because they're getting too good. They're too good at shooting, so they're, all right, let's move it back a little bit in college.
Just saying, guys, if there's a game, there should be rules, and if it's the rules, that's the rules. Like, there are certain games that you play.
That's why they come up with new laws, Eddie, because things evolve. I mean, we have laws, but we change them because things evolve. Marijuana used to be very bad. Now we're decriminalizing it because they realize, you know what? It's
marijuana
not as bad.
Was never really bad.
Whoa, you're telling me it's
it
not
was
illegal?
According to the law.
Not really, Coach.
People get sentenced to life in prison for marijuana.
What? I mean, that's if you're carrying like truckloads, Coach.
But yeah, but now they don't do that.
You're good if you're just cheeching at your house.
I mean, Coach, Cheech didn't go life in prison. He made a whole movie about smoking.
How's it going, officer? Pleasant good afternoon.
Can you make that brighter, Coach? What are you, saving energy on your computer?
I didn't realize it was dark. I'm just trying. Here it goes. Watch this. Tell me that hits the football. Boom! I mean,
that hits the helmet.
That's exactly what I'm saying, but we don't call
but
that.
But that's not the crown of the helmet. That's the top. That's the back of the helmet.
He led with his helmet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the part of the helmet you hit.
Say the crown.
No,
Coach.
He was a missile, Coach.
He was a missile, and it should have been a penalty. But anyway, that ruined the game, and that's why I went to the park.
Oh, okay, so that's why.
But I saw the exciting part when Chad Henne, if the Kansas City Chiefs go on to win the Super Bowl, put a Chad Henne statue out in front of Arrowhead.
You don't think they will?
Heck no. That's a weak, weak team, and we learned.
No, they're not weak. They're still really good.
It's an interesting word you're using there. Weak.
But I just think people are hung up on last year's Kansas City team.
People are
This team is not near as good as last year's Kansas City team.
Agreed.
What changed?
I don't know, domestic abuse or whatever, and they lost that player, right?
Kareem Hunt, they lost him last year.
Yeah, Coach, he's been gone for 2 years.
Things change. They don't have their running back from last year. They don't really have a solid running game.
Yeah, they're about just to get beat by the Bills.
They're not as good as they were last year. They're still really good, but everybody is hung up on what they did last year and them dominating the NFL. They're not dominating. They struggled. I mean, they were lucky to get out. I mean, they were dominating against Cleveland until Mahomes went out, but how healthy is Mahomes' toe? I mean, he didn't look right after he kind of whatever. I don't even know what he did.
Yeah, all of a sudden we learned that the dude has gangrene on his toe. Yeah. When did that come from?
Gangrene. Oh, he's in earlier in the game when he stepped and he was like, oh.
When he was over in Nam, Coach, he got the gangrene.
It was the swine flu.
But it was an incredible. It was a good game. And wow.
It wasn't a good game, Coach, until Patty went out.
You didn't watch it, Coach. You were at the park.
Hey, my wife was taking a nap, and I said, when Patty started a UFC fighter down, I go, get up. They just knocked him out like McGregor on a Saturday night. You have got to get in here.
And you have to give credit to the Chiefs D because they held the Browns. The Browns should have been able to come back and win that game with Chad Henne playing quarterback for the Chiefs.
No,
and they weren't able to do it.
They stepped up. They've stepped up tremendously. It's almost watching like watching a different team. That defense, you would worry every week and be like, oh, my gosh, that defense sucks. So you start, like, whenever I bet on the Chiefs, I'm always just like, oh, whoever's playing against the Chiefs has to cover because that defense just really sucks. But, no, man, it's a different defense watching them now.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I'm glad the Bills won because the two best teams in the AFC get to play.
The Bills didn't just win. There was missed field goals and stuff, but they dominated. It was a solid performance. Lamar Jackson just looked like a little child out there.
All right, Lunchbox told you.
I've been telling you.
He's been telling you.
He can't throw the ball.
He's got a terrible arm. And he didn't run.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So let me get this, Lamar. Ray. back up a minute. What did you just say?
He has a terrible arm.
No, he doesn't have a terrible arm. He can throw the ball a mile, but he just can't fit it into tight
That's
windows.
What it is, tight.
He's not a needle threader.
And then Lamar, you get 200 yards on the Titans, and then you can't run against the Bills. They looked really bad.
But, Coach, you got to understand, that's like
the Bills' defense is better than the Titans' defense.
Well, then we better all go in on Buffalo plus three because that's lock city.
Oh, there we go.
You just got to
– You realize, Coach, when you say that, we can't do it anymore.
Listen, just like the expert said, if a guy's named Cheetah, double team him. If they do that, they are going to dominate the Chiefs because Cheetah – is the man. Well, Kelsey's also unguardable.
They're not dominating the Chiefs, by the way, and it's going to be a hell of a game.
Do we know about Mahomes?
He's playing.
Yeah, Coach.
He's
what do you need to know, Coach?
Yes, right when he went down that he was going to
Coach,
play.
Coach, I was asking about his toenail. I'm wondering if he's playing in the game, Coach.
Coach, he's playing gangrene and everything.
You knew that. The minute he got hurt, you knew he was playing next week. You knew there was no – just imagine the pressure on that doctor that has to make the call. Clear him or not clear him.
Well, he knows that if he makes the bad call, he could get arrested.
Could be a woman.
Arrested?
She could get arrested.
Patrick Mahomes' concussion will have a light practice today.
Down the road, boys, if it turns out he played and he had a concussion still and is this permanent injury because of it, like, that's it. That's jail time for that doctor.
No. That doctor is sitting there going, what do I do? And you got Andy Reid sitting there.
With his balls.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, his balls. And, I mean, they're taking up pretty much
basically,
the whole room.
Basically, Reed's there. You can't even see Reed because his balls are in front
of
him.
I mean, the balls are blocking everything.
Right.
And he's like, you know what? Patrick, you're cleared. Go ahead and play.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Patrick to play because I want to see the Chiefs. I want to see Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. This is the matchup you want. This is exciting. Then you watch the just worst, I mean, Drew Brees. What? I'm sorry.
Well, it's time to go.
And he knows it. And it sucks to see him suck so bad.
No, it doesn't, guys. That's what happens when you're 41 years old and you want to keep playing football.
You can't throw the ball. We used to say, you know how we were making fun of Brady not being able to throw it very far? Brees could
Even
not
worse.
Throw it more than 10 yards.
I mean, he had interceptionville, right?
He had interceptionville, but he just couldn't throw the ball. I mean, they were just way up, they were up on the receiver saying, I dare you to try to throw it over my head, and he just couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
He might be – you always like to predict on Twitter if he's going to the sunset.
He's out.
Oh, okay.
It's over.
He's out, and Phillip Rivers is out.
Phillip Rivers is out. He announced it today that he is retiring.
He did?
Are you sad about this?
I really liked Phillip Rivers.
I know you did. Phillip. You dated him for a few years.
I liked Phillip Rivers as a competitor.
I love you, Philly.
I liked how he jawed back and forth. I liked his enthusiasm, the fire.
Well, then where's Jersey? He comes in with a Rivers jersey.
Philip Rivers' statement on retirement. Every year, January 20th, is a special and emotional day.
He thought he was cute, too.
He tried to steal the thunder from the inauguration.
It is St. Sebastian's... Good call.
Make America great again.
It is St. Sebastian's feast day, the day I played in the AFC Championship without an ACL, and now the day that after 17 seasons, I'm announcing my retirement from the National Football League. Thank you, God, for allowing me to live out my childhood dream of playing quarterback in the NFL. I'm grateful to the Chargers for 16 seasons and the Colts for the 17 seasons.
He has a hard time saying seasons. How do you spell that?
Thank you to all my coaches that helped me grow as a player in person. Thanks to the support staff. And this is
what makes you love him right here.
Yes. This is what I like about him.
Thank the water boy.
It's a picture of his butt? What is it?
No. I appreciate the opposing defenses making it challenging physically and mentally every week. I also enjoyed the banter. I appreciate the referees for putting up with all my fussing. I think I was right most of the time, dag nummit. Thanks to the fans in San Diego and around the nation that both cheered and booed.
He loves the boos.
This is what I'm talking about.
And you love him.
I love him.
Go date him.
Special thanks to my teammates. Without a doubt, my favorite part of the game, being a teammate. Thank you for being mine. Lastly, thank you to my
Valentine's card or a goodbye to the NFL?
Coach, just go, dude.
Lastly, thank you to my wife and best friend, Tiffany.
I hate this part.
And our children, Haley, Caroline, Grace, Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca,
podcast,
Claire, and
Coach.
Anna.
Give their anonymity.
Could not have done it without y'all's unwavering support.
Does that make you
a little
jealous?
Kids don't even know what that word means.
Listen.
Does that make you jealous?
That is what I like about Philip Rivers.
Thank you, battered baby.
I enjoyed the banter. He thanks the defenses he played against, the people that cheered and booed. Like, he's just a competitor that was out there having so much fun.
He didn't thank the water boys. Put some respect on their name.
He said thank you to the support staff.
Take him to Red Lobster then, man.
Now, you ready to play a game?
Here we go. You got the clip, Coach?
Yeah.
One, two, run.
No. Hall or no Hall?
Whoa.
U-Haul.
This is funner than Monopoly.
Phillip Rivers, Hall of Fame or no Hall of Fame?
Oh, I like that.
No hall. The only hall he's going to is the hall in his house to go to the bathroom,
the
coach.
Hall to the bathroom?
The bathroom hallway, coach.
I would say at this point of our lives, they just seem to be letting everyone in the Hall of Fame, so let's just say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
I mean,
that's what they're going
to
say.
Here's the thing. If one thing happens, if Yodel Boy makes it to the Country Music Hall of Fame, put Phillip Rivers in the NFL Hall of Fame.
He's not the Yodel Boy of football, coach. I mean, that's terrible. Yodel Boy.
Put some respect on his name.
The Yodel Boy of football is Minshew.
Okay.
That would be the Yodel Boy, not Phillip Rivers.
Or Fitzmagic.
No,
Fitzmagic's been a lot longer than
Fitzmagic is like your Billy Currington.
Coach, careful.
What?
Some of these people in these studios.
I'm telling you, Billy Currington, great dude, great singer, got a bunch of hits, but no one is like, I'm going to go. I love Billy Currington.
Coach, you get near his place on that lake, he's going to beat your ass.
I say no Hall of Fame for Phillip Rivers. He had a nice career, he put up some great numbers.
You know he'll get in there.
But Eddie is right. They do seem to let everybody in, and everybody's like, oh, look at all these yards he threw for. Nowadays, everybody throws for that many yards.
I know.
And so I just don't think he's worth it. When you think of great quarterbacks of his generation, he was never the best of the best. He was never mentioned with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. He was always he'd make the playoffs and never beat them.
But you got to understand, when someone is part of a team for so long, never gets benched, and then goes to another team and takes them to the playoffs and doesn't get benched, you got to believe that this quarterback is really, really good. The formula to perfection was not there.
No, he is really, really good, but is he greatest of all time?
But
good?
You can't do that because
that's what the Hall of Fame is. The Hall of Fame to me is supposed to be greatest of all time.
But then there wouldn't be that many people in there. Because you got to understand, position players are only as good as their team allows them to be. Emmitt Smith wouldn't have been as good as he was if he didn't have that offensive line. It's not possible. Like, it's the whole team is there for a person with a lot of talent to shine.
Totality.
So, in my point is, Phillip Rivers, if he would have been with a better team, I know the Chargers stuck with him for a long time, but it just wasn't there for him. He dealt with it. He had a lot of pressure in his life. Like, there was a lot of.
Yeah, he had to feed a lot of kids.
No, when he played football. Like, he was always under pressure.
You know, this will be a fun one. Where are they now, coach? Write that down for 10 years. We need you to do that one.
No, I know where Phillip Rivers is going to be. He's going to coach high school football.
So you got to understand that the longevity of him in the NFL means that he is a fantastic quarterback and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. It's not called longevity of fame.
Because, it's not called the YMCA.
Because it's a team sport,
coach.
It's a team sport, and a player will not succeed if he doesn't have the right team.
Listen, he would have been great at any flag football league in America. He just wasn't great in the NFL.
He was good. He was really good. He really good. But he wasn't Tom Brady. He wasn't Peyton Manning.
He wasn't sexy.
He wasn't.
Well, he didn't have a good butt. You said that.
I never said that. Yes, he wasn't Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't Drew Brees. All these quarterbacks are ahead of him, so I just don't see how you put him in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so speaking of Tom Brady, I'm going to have to say it, guys.
Great segue.
I'm going to have to say it. I hated Tom Brady, and I still don't. I'm not a fan, but I have to admit to myself.
The video of him playing catch with kids got to you or what?
That he is the greatest of all time. For many, 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 many years, Tom Brady was shining. I would say he's still not as good as Joe Montana.
Dude, if Tom Brady would have thrown that pass to your kid, he would have dropped it.
Montana, in my eyes, was the greatest. And it's stupid for me to go in and see his performance with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this game this weekend solidified it for me because it doesn't matter what team this dude is on. He's going to win.
Well, why don't you just have his jersey in your house,
and
coach?
I'm going to take him to a dinner at Red Lobster because I'm dating him.
Coach, do you have any jerseys framed at your house?
No.
I'm going to frame his jersey. Doesn't your kid have a jersey?
Yeah.
Let's get it framed, and I want to put it in your man cave.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you don't have a man cave. You're whipped.
It's a kid's room, coach.
Coach, the one thing I'm getting in a house, man cave.
Did you think it was cool how he went out there and talked to Breeze after the game?
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought that was a pretty cool moment.
It was cool because it was definitely a moment that no cameras were plugged in anymore, and like the game was over, broadcast is over. There's nothing. No, you know people there. Somebody could record it with their phone,
but it's not set up like JJ Watt walking off the field knowing the cameras are right there.
Hey man, correct. I cost you on that one, man. I hate to see one of your years gone, man.
It definitely looked like something that was organic and
also
really cool to see.
Guys, I hate to go the woke route, but I think people are realizing now with COVID and stuff, you never know when you're going to talk to people last. Like, people are now taking advantage of normal conversations that they've never thought about having. And Brady and Breeze, Brady probably never would have done that before. I haven't seen video of it. Maybe nobody was rolling, okay? But he just decided, hey, I may not see this, bro. We just had a good little duel. I'm going to go throw a pass to his kids. Love Brady for doing that. 12 months of a pandemic, a lot of people behave differently after.
I mean, the pass to his kids seemed just random because they were having a conversation, and then you can see the kid with the ball like, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. And he was trying to get his attention for at least 10, 15 seconds before Tom was like, yeah, give me the ball. Here, go for a run. And I mean, that reminded me of like when I have my friends over and they have kids or whatever.
Oh,
and
same thing. You throw into the kids, Brady throwing to the kids.
Same thing. They're like, hey, Uncle Eddie. And I'm like, yeah, give me a second, kid. I'm talking to your dad. And they're like, Uncle Eddie.
Eddie misses the kids, jumps it over the fence.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Eddie's pass is nowhere near the kid. Like,
Coach, it hits the bird fever, knocks it on the ground.
What I'm saying is Tom's not special because the eagle's nest.
He drills the one kid in the mouth. He's got a bloody lip.
What I'm saying is the video wasn't about Tom Brady throwing the football to Breeze's kid. That was just something extra funny to see, whatever. The cool thing was literally Tom making the effort to go back out and say, hey, Drew, I want to hang out with you for a second because, Ray, you're right. One, I want to talk to you about your awesome career. Let's have a conversation. And then, dude, I may not see you in a bit. So let's just see each other for a second.
And I want to get a little hug from the wife real quick. Hey, she's a looker. She ain't bad to look at.
She is a hottie. And that's what I'm saying. Like, coach, it was cool.
Coach.
I feel
did you get COVID again?
Not coach. Like, it's just Breeze, that laugh gets a deep meaning.
Like, how weird that is to soak it all in. Like, he's just out there, like, one last time. Like, this is it. He knows that it's it.
You can see it when he was walking off the field right after the game.
You can see it when they're trying to turn off the lights, and they're like, Breeze, man.
Hey, Breeze. Excuse me, Breeze. We're trying to go home. Breeze, we're trying to go home.
Dude, listen. Nobody was allowed in this game. Could you please clear out? We have no concessions to clean up. We're ready to turn off the lights.
The sprinklers are going off, and he's getting all wet.
Drew Breeze is like those customers when I worked at Sam's. We closed at 6, and they'd walk in the door at 5:53, and here we are at 6:45, and can you please bring your final purchases to the front? Can you? And they come up with three cartfuls, and you're like, I am never going home. That's what that staff felt like. But
first of all, that's a very odd closing time. 6
on Sundays, yes.
Coach. Sunday of the Sabbath.
Sir, would you mind hurrying up? I'd like to get home. I have a family and school tomorrow.
But I do feel bad for Breeze and Rivers because they're going out. Because they don't get the ovation from the fans. They don't get that one last moment with the crowd rocking, you know, chanting their name or what.
But I do believe that whenever things get normal and there are fans in the stadium, they will call them back to get a proper goodbye.
Absolutely. Duh. But they won't get Breeze in the game. They won't be able to put Breeze in the game and have him come off the field.
No, guys,
that's not a bad idea. Like, just a random game, he shows up, suits up, and takes a snap.
Coach, the pass
maybe
would look
victory
very...
formation.
Oh, I wouldn't even give him that, Coach.
You wouldn't?
No, just it's in dangerous. Case. No, him throwing an interception, fumbling, or something.
Yeah, so I mean, it's crazy. It was crazy to see the end of Breeze, but
and you
but
gotta guys. Admit, guys, without the fans, I mean, I guess the reason I go to games, and maybe now I'm starting to realize a majority of the reason I watch these games on TV is for the fans. I'm still watching them.
What?
I'm still betting them.
What the hell talking about?
With that Buffalo?
Excuse me.
Hold on. Rewind what you just said. Hold on. Let me record. So you just say the dumbest. Okay, go.
Let me say this. The Buffalo game.
No. Go say what you said.
I said.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business,
and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These games, maybe I watch them for the fans.
What?
I have never heard a dumber take in my life.
So you watch sports just to see the fans?
You are officially Screech Powers.
Listen,
from the college years of Saved by the
Coach,
Bell.
That's not a funny reference.
No, it is. It absolutely
cancer.
Is.
He has colon cancer, Coach.
Because he's sitting there with the RA, and they're watching football, and he's like cheering, and the guy goes, oh, are you cheering for the 49ers? He's like, no. And he goes, oh, are you cheering for the Saints? He goes, no. And he goes, then who are you cheering for? And Screech Power says, I'm cheering for the refs.
Yep.
That's what you sound like.
The Buffalo game.
You just quoted Saved by the Bell, Coach?
Saved by the Bell, college years.
Oh, boy.
I'm saying we just didn't get everything we could have out of the Buffalo game, out of the Kansas City. I thought Kansas City, doesn't Pitt say that they're 140 loud mother?
80,000 mother.
No, because on Sunday they would have been 80,000 buttholes puckered of red.
That's true.
I mean, scared to death.
We just got a little something taken from us, and now we're always going to cherish those fans. But, man, Bills Mafia, that was more like the Bills at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
No, but they were saying, too, that it was as loud as – I think Romo was just like, man, this is loud. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys can hear this at home, but it's really as loud as some games are here.
So Romo was doing the Buffalo game and the Chiefs game?
No, I think he was talking about the Chiefs game.
Man, he was busy.
What?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Buffalo.
You were, but I'm also talking about...
There were some fans in
Buffalo.
There
were fans at all games, except Green Bay's.
Right, Green Bay, nothing.
Yeah, and if the fans were a little too loud, I would look into it if your local government and new laws and restrictions on people gathering, because there can be some fines handed out. Dead serious.
Commercial. Let's go to commercial.
Arnold. He's like, he tells the government to look at
it. I don't understand the watching the game for the fans.
Yeah, but tell me more about this fan experience. So you don't like the game because you don't see the crowd?
Well, I got a sound bar for Christmas, so I'm really all about what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. I want a full 3D experience. Without the fans, it's just a cold. It's kind of it is really not the entire experience I want. I'm not climaxing. I'm just experiencing, but I'm not reaching an apex with the fans.
Some say that's good, Coach.
You really want to feel that roar of the crowd. There's no roar, and I haven't had a roar in a year, and God knows when I'll ever get it back.
Well, you should have felt a roar on your wedding night, first of all. And I
good segue,
that was
Coach.
The opposite. Wedding night was the opposite of what he just described. Last 2 minutes.
When Lamar Jackson threw that pick six, you didn't feel the excitement? You weren't like pumped?
Yeah, Coach, that's when my bets flipped. So hold on. I was opposite of pumped.
Hold on. Let's get an idea of what Ray hears on the soundbar. Coach, will you hit that clip of Romo again?
Excuse me?
The clip of Romo.
That was played off of Twitter, Coach. I have to pull that up again.
Oh, I thought you had it in the bar.
But yes, what I'm saying is, Coach. Romo, he didn't seem to have the crowd mess. He didn't mind the crowd not being there. The excitement felt real to him because it felt real to me.
He was trying to make up for no crowd. Romo was screaming at the television.
Because it was such an exciting moment.
So you think when that's happening, Nance is like, dude, what's wrong with you? Why are you yelling in my ear? Like, you're screaming and no one else is here.
There was a time when he goes, come on, Jim. And Jim's like, come on, Tony. I mean, those guys are gearing up for a play now.
I mean, it was great. It was great.
I mean, I still do think it's kind of weird them kind of getting there. And do they feel the excitement of game day playoffs? Like, I don't know. I feel like they have to just kind of trick their minds and say, like, all right, let's pretend there's.
Do you think he was tricking his mind on that 4th-and-1? No, that was pure, genuine excitement.
Well, and he's also feeling the fake crowd.
I'm not talking about Roma. I'm talking about players.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine pulling up to a stadium that's half empty and then saying, all right, baby, this is it. Win or go home.
I do it every Wednesday night.
Excuse me?
What?
Co-ed soccer. There's no crowd there. There's still, but I still get excited for the game.
Co-ed soccer. He's been playing without fans for years.
Tell us more, Coach. This is exciting.
I get excited for the game. I don't need a crowd to pump me up.
I always imagine my mom and dad.
I mean, in high school at our soccer games, I'm used to playing.
He puts cardboard cutouts of his mom and dad and batter's box.
In high school at the soccer games, I'm used to playing in front of 35, 40 people. And as I've moved on in my career, there are no fans, but I still get just as hyped to win the game when I show up on Wednesday night.
If there's a fan watching your game, I am terrified.
Is there a
wife for their life,
or girlfriend, or somebody that?
Every once in a while, like my wife will come every once in a while.
I went to one game.
Yeah,
we'll have a couple alley cats that show up. You know how it goes,
cleat chasers.
Hey, how's it going, co-eds? You girls looking for the Vanderbilt field?
Cleat chasers. You got cleat chasers coming
out?
I mean,
that's what they do.
They're in cocktail dresses.
They're ready, dude. They're like, oh, look at that one.
Y'all had a good day? Let's get out of here.
Hey, Pitts, come in here for a second. How you feeling?
Hey, Bubs.
Hit Bubs.
He's doing a couple commercial things. Bubs, they want to talk to you just for a second.
Mother. Come here real quick.
They're sorry they didn't book you. Go on, jump on Amy's mic.
From you got his entry
the
music?
Show.
Well, where'd he go?
You got his entry music?
Yeah, I'll pull it up, Coach.
80,000 Mother.
What is it called again? Chiefs?
I think it's 80,000 Mother.
Chiefs Anthem.
No.
Hey, guys, if you have time tomorrow night, if you want to tune in to Facebook, the biggest night of the year for us, we are going to win an iHeart Podcast Award, hopefully.
I don't even think we're nominated.
Oh, we're not?
Everybody say,
if somebody's that ain't a sweet sound.
Hey, if somebody's going to win it, give it to Caller Daddy.
Hey, brother, how you feeling?
A little relieved, to be honest.
Why? Did you just get
brother,
back from the
did
hospital?
Just take a
No!
Did you just get back from the hospital?
Well,
did you see my homes?
First of all, this segment brought to you by...
Get it!
Hey, guys, come on down to Bubs. We had a couple people a little dizzy after their meal, but we promise it's not food poisoning. But come on, get your barbecue and Patty Bobs. When you're ready, come on down. Get that special Bubs. We miss you, Patty. Get well soon.
It's that big, sexy combo, Bub. Extra slaw, dog.
How's Patty? Have you talked to him?
Get you that ice water. That's what Andy Reid gets, ice water.
He told me yesterday... Pitts goes, dude, I'm going to tell you what.
Don't believe.
Tell me Andy Reid doesn't believe. Cut him open. I guarantee you won't find blood.
You're going to find some ice water, bub.
Are you serious?
I don't know, man. That's balls. I love it. Well, you can fake Tony Romo out. That's kind of crazy. Him, I mean, nobody thought, myself included. I enjoy watching Tony Romo comment. He's like, defense, don't move. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm trying to do the clock because I think they're going to get the ball back.
Do you get in the 3-point stance like when that's going on?
Bub had the welder's mask on.
Bub, do you get down like a lineman?
He has his,
I couldn't be anything but puckered, to be quite honest with you, in the second half. And I think any Chiefs fan that tells you that they weren't nervous is just lying to you.
Straight up line.
And I think, I mean, you guys are going to ask me plenty of questions. Number one, I thought it was a great game. Excited for the Browns. I don't know how you can't be. I would kind of cheer for the Browns all year long.
No, Coach, they lost.
Yeah, you weren't.
I know.
Cheering
I'm just saying.
They
excited,
Bub. Their season's over.
I've got a friend. That's
you
got to
be excited
fan,
for them
because
they're going home.
Yeah, Bub. They're gonna chill now.
Of course, as a Chiefs fan, but I just say it was fun to watch an organization rebuild, and I think they're gonna be in the playoffs for a while. So it
you
was
do
cool for sure, man.
For sure.
I think. Let me tell you this. I think the Chiefs got away with one. I think Cleveland, I think it was their game to take to win. I mean, I really do. With 8 minutes left in the ball game.
Oh, man. Nick Chubb dropped two passes.
You were at the park.
Yeah, the drop passes were big.
The screen passes.
I also think, man, I think some of it's on the coach. Man, I think you've got to – I think the game plan was a little bit off. I just think you – I mean, I think what 13 times they gave the ball to Nick Chubb to run. I think Kareem had five. If I'm not mistaken, don't hold me to that. That's unbelievable. I just don't think –
did you study this box score?
Or? Don't quote him on that.
I just don't – nothing taken away from Baker Mayfield, but guys – we haven't seen anybody stop Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt all year. Nobody has stopped him, including the Kansas City Chiefs.
Great point, Bub.
I just think they failed to run them or utilize them as much as they could have, and I think they could have won that game. And I think if you're a coach, I mean, I don't think you want to voice that to your players, but in your head, you've got to be waking up going, damn. I think it's on me.
Will you be there if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and they put that Chad Henne statue in front of Arrowhead? Will you be there?
$4,000 tickets.
My bankroll doesn't get me in the parking lot. My research.
What are you going to say to Chad Henne right now?
I mean, Chad Henne. Yeah, what are you going to say to Chad Henne?
Thank you.
That's it, right?
I mean, I'm going to put you on. I'm sending you a Christmas card just like I am Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm going to add you to my list.
So is Bob,
has he ever been painted?
I don't know. I didn't know that Chad Henne was even capable of running like that.
I had no idea. When he took off, I was like, oh, there's no way he's – oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
And it was a busted play. So not only the athletic ability, but, I mean, he recognized that the Browns didn't have anybody because the play was stacked on the right side. So you've got all of the Pro Bowl offense of the Chiefs over there on the right. So obviously Cleveland's going to stack the deck to the right. One of the defenders wasn't there, didn't have anybody back for the Chiefs, realized that there wasn't anybody on that left side. So to have the presence of mind in the moment to realize how big of a moment you're in, to be able to do that, I mean, there's just so many ways that you can applaud the guy.
Bub,
I mean, I was excited. I was screaming at him. Do what?
You would have got 5 yards.
It was
I can't chug a lug like that, Bub, but I was screaming for him.
Bub, you would have got six.
Bub, is it thank God for Chad Henne, or is it, great, you did your job, now let's not worry about him anymore?
I mean, of course, I thank God for everything, but I'm thankful for having a player in that role, a veteran that can perform like that. I mean, not everybody can perform like that in those circumstances. I mean,
great answer, Bob.
We could have lost. I mean, we genuinely could have lost, and I think we probably should have lost if the Browns did what they should have done. I think the play calling after Henne threw that interception by the Browns was absolutely horrendous. Horrendous. I think what they did as opposed to what they could have done.
Well, I think it looks bad because Nick Chubb dropped two passes when he was wide open. I mean, they had a screen play and it was going
to
go.
Yeah. What's with these running backs not being able to catch these little screen
playoff
passes?
Jitters,
Baltimore had the exact same thing happen.
Playoff
to
nerves, man.
He couldn't catch him, man. They got the yips, Bub.
Bub, there's a lot of pressure in the playoffs, Bub.
Might have had some barbecue sauce on him, gloves.
Hey! Hey, Bub, we wanted to say congratulations. We'll talk to you Friday to get your preview of the AFC Championship.
Okay,
baby.
I'll be here.
Are you scared of the Bills?
Bills are great. I mean, just like I said, we're going to add the Buffalo Burger to the Bub's menu. I mean, it's good beef, but it ain't no KC Angus, Bub. It ain't no Angus.
There he is, Rusty Bob.
Bub's Barbecue, can't wait for Buffalo. Just like Pitt said, we're going to have you that Buffalo Chop Burger. Come on down to Bub's, get a brownie, and get some ice water, courtesy of Andy Reid.
Wait, what does that say? Go, Kansas City, turn your...
What did it say? I don't know what it says. I have no idea what that song says.
It's some underground rock band who never made it, did a Kansas City chop, and ended up picking off and taking off.
This song is amazing.
It's great.
And Bub listens to it when he plays golf, right?
And he played it for us on the golf course. Yes, that's what he played.
But wait, he was in his own cart, and we hit it to the right side. He hit it way to the left.
Oh, always.
So we could hear it from a distance.
All we hear is, Bub, what's that? It's the Kansas City Chiefs anthem, baby. We listen to it every game.
Hey, Lunchbox trying to hit the ball. He's like, what's that sound? You hear that? Everybody say. Sounds like Arrowhead. Where's that coming from?
Sounds like 140 decibels loud, Bub.
Man. And shout out to Bills Mafia. I mean,
I saw him in person.
That fan base, they're crazy. But Lamar Jackson got hurt, and they all went and started donating to his favorite charity.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, everyone?
Like, not everybody, but
The non-hardcore Mafia members.
That's very nice.
Hey, I saw the Bills Mafia in person when they came to Nashville. Dude, they really do jump off and bust tables.
Oh, the worst one ever. The one where the guy is running down the pedestrian bridge.
and takes off and then hits his head, doesn't he, or something?
Oh, he dives for the table and just misses, and everybody just looks at him like, and he's just knocked out. It looks like he's dead. And no one helps him. He just lays there for a second. They're all like,
probably because he's done it before and they know he'll get back up.
No, I don't think these people knew him.
Oh.
And he's like, I mean, everybody's like, okay, I sober you up real quick. But yeah, all right. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No. McGregor fighting this weekend?
Yeah,
dude, I'm fine. Hey, are you gonna do them at your house? Do the tequila night?
Are we doing the heater? You got the still got the heater, right?
I still have the heater.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I may be like Kyrie, just needed a pause. Just need a pause. That's what his explanation was. Just needed a pause.
Yeah.
2 weeks into the season, he needed a pause.
Sometimes you just need a reset.
He also looked like he's about to fall asleep during that presser. His head was on his hands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was so exhausted from his pause, dude. He hadn't hit play yet.
Dude, they don't need him at that pause. Harden and Durant are Harden and Durant, just
they
fine.
Look badass. They look so good.
Oh, yeah. I thought they weren't going to be good.
Well, Kyrie's still not there.
Oh, so he's going to throw it all off.
Probably.
Who knows?
You'll only make it better.
We saw our boy Giannis Antetokounmpo the other night shooting air balls. I mean, that guy still hasn't learned to shoot.
It's amazing. He can't shoot, and that's why they can't win in the playoffs, because he can't shoot.
I wanted to apologize. You know, the other day I came in and yelled at you because your Jayhawks did not cover.
Coach, you've been drinking?
Yeah. Coach, I opened up my app. Turns out that they did cover, Coach. They lost by 8.
You told me it was 7.5.
I know it was 8.5.
It's a true gambler. You don't even know the lines.
You are the recreational idiot. You don't even know what the damn spread is that you're betting on.
It was 1 point, Coach.
Eddie,
difference. 1 point is a huge difference in gambling.
One of my biggest ones of all time was Reggie Bush. Had to be under 112, I thought it was, passing and receiving yards. He ended up getting 115. I'm like, you freaking kidding me? Lost the bet. Like 4 days later, I go to the website. It was 122.
Yeah, Coach, exactly.
I won it. I actually won the bet. I had hundreds of dollars in my account, and I was pissed for 3 days. I won the bet.
And man. I remember, so the last 2 seconds of the game, Kansas gets the ball, right? They rebound the ball, and I think from like half court, he just chunks it up, and it goes in. That's the only reason I got it. That's the only reason it hit, which is crazy. Okay, stuff like that is just so weird to me.
Yeah, so it was funny, a meaningless three. So I had another buddy that tweeted, half court three at the end. Are you effing kidding me? F sports.
Right. He had
Baylor. So he obviously had Baylor.
And I didn't. And I still thought I lost. I saw that and I'm like, great, guys. Thank you. I don't need 8. I need 7. And then the next day I saw the money in the bank and I'm like, what?
So we have learned two interesting things today. Ray watches sports for the fans, and Eddie doesn't even know what number he's gambling with.
Coach, no. Let me clarify. I gamble so much, probably 4 bets a day. Parlays with multiple games. Coach, I don't know what's. Like, I really, really don't. Sometimes I just forget, and I think I know the spread, which I swear it was +7.5. I check the next day. It wasn't. It was +8.5.
Guys, I got a couple shout-outs. You guys care if I do them?
No, man.
Please, Coach, go ahead.
All right, so this one guy sent me one. It's actually role play, so I have to kind of act it out, and there's a sound effect, okay?
Okay.
So are we
Who are you playing right now? What character?
Are you Wooderson?
So I'm playing myself.
Okay.
But it's like a little bit longer than a normal shout out.
Okay.
Okay.
And where did you get this shout out from?
From my boy Marvin. Okay. Just let me say it. Okay. Hey, boys. Just want to give a shout out to my man Marvin and his marriage. Oh, dang it. Because his marriage is dead, he's divorced now. That is my shout out to Marvin.
Wow.
And that went about as well as I thought it was going to. And that's why we don't transcribe shout-outs. I will say what I want to spontaneously. No more of that, guys. Just got me in trouble.
Hey, what's the clock?
54.
Okay. I'll tell you a story.
Happy 21st birthday to Abraham Quintanilla, a longtime listener from Austin.
Abraham's 21. Hey,
that's Selena's dad.
And you need to get hammered, pimp. Get yourself a White Claw and shotgun it. Post a video. We will retweet it.
Or be 21 and drink like a man.
And I will hang up and listen.
Yeah, don't be drinking hard seltzers.
Coach, what did you guys have when you were 21? I had Malibu.
Miller Lite?
Whatever the heck they gave me.
Well, then you're a man.
A lot. I had a lot. I mean, there was a concoction. There wasn't any of this hard seltzer crap.
You probably got roofied.
Let's go. Yeah. You have 5 minutes.
One of my boys gave me a drink. And I'm leaving.
Our buddy Steve hits me up last night, right? Mm-hmm. He says, hey, you want a Super Bowl square? I said, absolutely, man. And he goes, and he sends me the information. So I send the guy, a Venmo. And I'm like, all right, now put me on that square. And he goes, wait, you didn't put yourself on the square? I said, Steve, I don't have a link. How do I get in contact with this
spitting?
Guy?
You got spit on your
I know.
Lip.
And he goes, I don't know this guy. It's just some guy on Facebook that I buy memorabilia from. And I said, wait a minute. So you got me into a Super Bowl square thing with someone you have no idea.
Sounds like Ray.
And,
baby box, you want a square?
I said, this sounds like some pick back alley thing. I said, I already paid him on Venmo. And he goes, well, why did you already pay him? I said, well, I thought you had to pay to get a square and you had access to the board and you would just click on the board. He goes, no, I don't have access to the board, man. I just want to know if you want to get in.
Wow. Like, guys, he sent me the same text. Guess what I said? I'm good, thank you. Why do you fall for this crap?
So now I just sent money to this dude.
So did you get it back?
I don't know if I'm on a board. I don't have numbers. Boy. I don't have anything. Oh, I just signed up, and it's just some random dude. He buys memorabilia off of Facebook. He's never met him. And I said, Steve, have you ever seen anybody win? Yeah. Oh, you know someone that won? Yeah, what's his name? Well, no, I don't know them. I just know that I haven't won, so I didn't get paid.
That's a hard luck story, Coach.
Yeah, sorry, Coach. Hope you get your money back.
So I think I just joined a squares that don't even exist.
Do you know your numbers?
No. There are no numbers. I haven't got any numbers. I don't even know how to contact the guy.
Huh. Coach, there's a way to get your money back. If it's PayPal, I don't know about the Venmo action. You can actually file a dispute, and they're very, very helpful. I did it through PayPal when Bay PayPal'd one of our drivers $100, and I was able to get it back.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Well,
thank you, guys.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Challenge Day. Go watch it, guys. It's incredible. MTV, I'm telling you, you're missing out if you're not watching.
That was one hell of a pitch for it, Coach.
I think I'm good, but all right.
All right. And George Springer to the Blue Jays.
That's big. Really?
Yep.
Well, I wonder if they got any trash cans up
there. Yeah, are they going to cheat over there, too?
I guess. Hey. Taking him north of the border.
Coach.
Hey.
What's he running from?
I don't know.
You know.
He's an international fugitive now.
Here you go. Is the challenge still on MTV?
Yep.
Call your cable company and say, I want my MTV!
What is that?
I don't know.
You just find that on the board?
You just type in MTV or what?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh.
Guys, it's called a podcast. You can do whatever you want. You can fart in the microphone. Who gives a...
All right. Don't do that, please.
Yeah, don't do that. All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Man, that was a good one. Good show, boys. Rack 'em.
Okay, Jim Rome. Okay.
What does that mean?
That's whenever a caller would call and talk smack, and they did a good one, he'd rack 'em.
That Why?
Because you could be caller of the day, and they replay it at the end of the day.
Rack 'em, like cue 'em up.
Like. Save it, or you get run, like you get hung up on, and he's like, don't bring that.
Dude, the funny thing is, I never really even listened to those sports shows.
I used to listen to Jim Rome. I thought he was the best.
I thought Cowherd was the best.
Is he not the best anymore?
Cowherd was until he went to L.A.
Oh, and then he changed?
Yeah, dude, he used to do fun, crazy stuff. He had a chick on there with him.
He has a chick on there now.
I know, but they're just too, it's too rigid. Okay, over to the news. Oh. It used to be more fun, and he'd make fun of stuff, and his analogies were better. He'd talk about, it was awesome. He'd be like, so yesterday I was going home and I saw a bunch of these women with their high heels at the pool drinking wine. Who can afford to do that and not have jobs? He never does those rants anymore, but he used to when he was at Bristol.
Oh.
Sounds like a good rant. I totally wouldn't listen to that.
I would totally, but I'm definitely going to tune into the basketball game tonight for the fans.
There's no one there, Coach.
Some places have like 100 people.
Not at the basketball.
Yeah, KU has fans.
That's why they all have Rona. They had to cancel more. The women's did. You don't care about women? I got it.
No.
Save
why
that
are
one,
women's programs canceling? Like Duke's women's program, Vanderbilt's women's program, they all shut it down. But men's programs, we got to keep going. Isn't that weird?
Go ahead. What do you mean by that?
No.
Well, go ahead. What's your theory?
No, I don't know. I'm asking.
You do know.
Are women just smarter? No, I'm asking why they do that. I was being serious.
I don't have the answer, Coach.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.